Okay, Midori liqueur.
Do you know the difference between a liquor and a liqueur?
I'm sure it has to do with sugar content.
Yes, Vera. You are correct.
Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Vera. Did you just call me Vera?
Oh, I said, yes, you are correct. There was no, how did you even get Vera out of that?
I heard, yes, Vera, you're correct. It must be the Skype. She must be too fat, and she's sitting on the Skype cord on her.
How come her every, house? No matter what show, no matter who does it, everything inevitably always turns into a conversation about Vera or Fatty?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Go forward.
And then the final ingredient. Are you ready?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Vera? Did you just call me Vera?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 656 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of August, 2010. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has got some updating to do. Y'all, on the Cornetto, oh, a lovely Cornetto, and the Big Brother, and y'all, I'm going to read you the room service menu. Yes, Big Brother. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, today is 08-09-10 in the U.S. of A, because that's how we number things. We put the month, the day, the year. And y'all, the next time this will happen will be September the 10th, 2011. And then the next time after that will be October 11th, 2012. And then it'll be November 12th, 2013, and then December 13th, 2014. And then y'all, got on this one, it'll happen again. I'll be long gone and dead, so I won't be reporting on it. But y'all, if it is 08, 09, 10, y'all, it is a special day because y'all, it is Miss Wes's birthday. Yes, everybody. You've been reminding us for weeks. I hope everyone got their cards and their cashews. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. I'm receiving a phone call. Can you believe it? Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I didn't know this thing was working. Dear Gussie.
This just into the BFO Auxiliary Batcave from the London Bureau. The orange hat has totally and completely lost his fucking mind.
And y'all, by the London Bureau, I mean the Edinburgh. I mean, the Edinburgh Scotland Bureau. Y'all, that was the orange hat. Not my orange hat, but the orange hat from the office calling to see if everything went okay today because, y'all, he and his lady, they did a little overnight trip, which is the reason I could not go down to London to see that little Aussie battler and the Flat 29 Dan. And whomever else, because, you know, my straight boyfriend was not, no, I will not meet Big Fatty. And Stephen the Uck, of course, is, you know, no, I will not meet him. Me either. No, I'm too busy working on special new things for the BFO I cannot meet. And I don't know who else. But anyway, that was the reason I couldn't leave Edinburgh. And, but y'all, he was calling to see how everything went today and to tell me about his trip to the Isle of Skye. And he says, now, I know you were having trouble with your phone, but I thought I'd just call it to make sure it was working. And I said, oh, well, when are y'all coming back? He goes, oh, we're in the hotel right now. So y'all, he called internationally from his cell phone, internationally to my cell phone. And he could have just picked up the hotel phone and called. Oh, dear Gussie. My, y'all, before I was so rudely interrupted by such a wasteful telephonic reception delivery message system, y'all, we were talking about Miss West's birthday. And y'all, it's today, and y'all, if you are in the San Diego area, head on by the penthouse and give Miss West a spanking for Big Fatty. Because y'all, there's nothing Miss West, well, there are a few things Miss West enjoys more than a spanking, but he loves a good old ass reddening. Just take his, put him across your knee and just redden his ass until it's as red as Vera's nose after a night of Grey Goose. So, oh dear God, y'all, by the way, I'm podcasting with window open, just so you can get the aromatic sounds of the streets here in Charlotte Square. Here in Edinburgh, and y'all, you'll probably hear a deluxe motor coach come by. Either that or the gardeners are outside with those leaf blowers, and you won't hear a damn thing. But y'all, let's just see. I recorded on Thursday for the Friday show, but Big Friday, nobody gives a shit. But y'all, Friday night, went to the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. The tattoo, y'all. And y'all, it is quite the fanciness, is all I got to say. And y'all, I'm looking at the souvenir. By the way, that is a Mexican pizza. Yes, Big Friday, go to Scotland, have a Mexican pizza. And, but y'all, it is the Diamond Jubilee, and, but y'all, I was surprised to learn, and, Arthur will be excited to hear this, that, there were two groups, from New Zealand that were performing in the tattoo this year. They were the, I'm looking in the program for them, they were the South Africa, no, Black Friday, they were the, well, first of all, the South Australian pipes and drums were performing, but Arthur won't be particularly excited to hear that, but that little Aussie battler and my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, might be interested in that. But y'all, that's the Polish, that's the Gurkhas, the Edinburgh Tattoo, dancers, along with the New Zealand Highland dancers, y'all. Who knew that we had the New Zealand Highland dancers, and y'all, they were out there doing a little jig. They were doing a little jig, and y'all, then, here it is right here, the New Zealand Army Band. And y'all, they were really one of the highlight groups in the little show. And y'all, there might be some video of it on the YouTubes. I haven't been able to check that for you. So, but you might want to type in the New Zealand Army Band and Edinburgh Edinburgh Military Tattoo, and see if their performance is on there, because y'all, they do a little ballerina. They do, I swear to God, they do a little ballerina dance, and they sing Boogie Oogie Oogie or something, some kind of boogie. Well, in fact, let me just look here, because I've got all the things right here. The Army Band played Cry Me a River, Colonel Boogie, Swan Lake, that's when they did the little doot, 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 you know. They did the Shetland Fiddler, the St. Louis Blues, they played the theme from Get Smart. They did Hookah, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Boogie Wonderland. But y'all, they did the Maori dance, where, you know, where the Maori get down and you know, y'all, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. It was very creative. So that just goes to show you that gays in the military is a good thing. But but anyway, y'all did that on Friday. Then Saturday was a free day, and y'all, quite frankly, I was just so tired by the time Bedtime rolled around Friday night that I went to sleep, and y'all, I was awakened at 9:45 by the housekeeping staff, and I went, oh, breakfast is only served till 10 o'clock. You better get your fat ass up and go eat something for free. So y'all, I did that, and went down, and y'all, they're having a buffet. They're doing the buffet breakfast with the scrambled eggs, and some days they have a gentleman there that'll fry up an egg for you if you prefer, but they have not had that over the weekend. And then they've got the sausages and the ock bacon, which we would call ham, but it's kind of bacony, but it's kind of ham. And then they have the tomato and the mushrooms and the blood pudding sausage and the poke and beans, except I don't think they have poke in them. But y'all, there are no potatoes. I couldn't believe it. Everybody said, oh, everywhere you go, you're going to get potatoes. You're going to get potatoes. Not a single potato. And then, y'all, they had all these cereals. And, y'all, they've got fresh squeezed orange juice. And, you know, Big Fatty does not usually drink the orange juice because, oh, dear Gussie, that is not my stomach. That is a double-decker bus outside. motor coach. It's fresh squeezed, so I drink that. Because, y'all, it's not just a big glass of acid if it's fresh squeezed. And y'all, full of pulp. So if you don't like the pulpy orange juice, you would say, Volga! But I like it that way. And, but y'all, the one thing that you wouldn't find is anything particularly sweet on the breakfast table. I mean, they've got some cereals and that are probably sweet and all that kind of stuff. And they're different breads and all. And yeah, they bring you a little pot of coffee. And they bring you a 2 pieces of toast, a piece of white toast, racist, and a piece of brown toast, racist. But y'all, they cohabitate quite nicely with the real butter. Because, you know, y'all, they love the real butter over here. You can just feel your arteries clogging. And y'all, you can feel your arteries clogging also because, y'all, I went to one of the local gentleman caller establishments on Saturday. After I had my breakfast and all, and y'all, it was not really my kind of place. It was a little more stand and model, and you know, Big Fatty has nothing to stand, has trouble standing, and has nothing to model. Oh dear God, Big Fatty, if I wasn't so tired, I'd say that was almost vulgar, but after that was over, I was walking back to the hotel, and y'all, I walked. I always like to see how normal things look in a different country. And there's nothing more normal, nothing more American than that McDonald's. And y'all, they do a new deli sandwich every day, and they have the summer barbecue burger. And but you know, then they've got the quarter pounder and they've got the Big Mac, and y'all, if you make it a super size, a large size, it is 30p more. But y'all, their large size is what we would call medium. So you know, it's not the gigantic, it's not the gargantuan amounts of food that you would see in the U.S. of A. But y'all, the thing I did stop in and buy something while I was there because y'all, they had the Cornetto McFlurry. Ah, Big Freddy, and we know those little boys from the Flat 29 love a Cornetto. And y'all, it's a cool milk treat. And y'all, I got the strawberry. And y'all, basically, it's a McFlurry with some strawberry sauce and some broken up ice cream cone and some chocolate bits in it. And but y'all, it was okay. It was lovely. And but I thought about that Daniel. Mm-hmm. Eva. That extended introduction of his name was a request by Myron. So y'all just wanted to do that for Myron, because I know how much he loves it. But Daniel Beaver is possessed by the cornetto. And I've not had the actual cornetto, although I did take a little picture of a cornetto in a cooler, because, you know, that's where you keep your cool milk treats. Yes, Big Freddy. Saturday night, came back to the hotel room, and the Big Brother was on, and y'all, it's very different. First of all, they all sleep in one room, and if they want to make out with each other, they just do it in front of each other. They don't give a shit. And y'all, they had three people up for eviction. Y'all, they were wearing all these weird clothes. They looked like they were from
please sir, may I have more porridge?
Charles Dickens time or something like that. And they had some sort of little contest going where they had to spin coins if they did something modern day or whatever, you know. Or if they seasoned their food, it cost them a coin or something. I didn't really understand it, because I kind of came in the middle of it. And then, y'all, when they are evicted, they walk up this staircase through these glass doors, and then the glass doors at the top of the staircase open, and they walk out, and that's where the studio audience is. And, y'all, but one of the house guests, they had to go out and do a magic trick in front of the studio audience that was waiting on the eviction, and then they came back in. And but y'all, the Menzies are... Big Fatty may have touched himself inappropriately looking at a couple of them. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I promised that I would read the room service menu to you, but I just thought I'd give you an idea of what things cost. Now, remember, whatever the price is in pounds, multiply that by 1.6, and that's what you get in dollars, the conversion. A tureen of coffee... with some homemade shortbread is £3.90. And y'all, a lot of these things are expensive because it's a hotel. If you wanted a seared tuna loin, and y'all, who doesn't want a seared tuna loin? That would cost you £11.95. However, the classic prawn cocktail would be £7.50, but the 21-day aged prime Scottish beef burger and chips, which is what they call French fried potatoes, is £11.50. Now, y'all, over on the stone baked pizza, the salami Milano stone baked pizza is is £12.50, and who doesn't enjoy a little cottage pie? Y'all, a cottage pie will run you £12. And, yes, Big Freddy, spit it out. How about some cheese, some British cheese and oat cakes? Y'all, doesn't that just sound lovely? Speaking of cheese sandwich, which is that little show that Daniel... Beaver and, the birthday boy, dude. Y'all, the cheese sandwich would cost you £7.95. Miss West, happy birthday, and happy birthday to you too, Vera.
Vera? Did you just call me Vera?
Yes, I did, and she has your cashews. Go get them.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.